Hello, my name is Natalia and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Can you please confirm to me your zip code?
Why?
We are conducting a quick survey in your area and we want to ask you a few questions.
11208.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, are you registered? Sorry. Did you say 11208?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I am a male. I am a female, sorry.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
Why?
This is just a general question, so we can start with the survey.
Survey?
With the survey, sorry. Sorry, can you repeat that to me? What is the year of your birth?
41.
41?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you so much. What is your race? White, American Indian, or Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, Black, or African American?
African American.
Thank you so much. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
6.
Thank you so much. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, or did not vote? Not eligible?
I vote, but I won't tell you who I vote for.
Okay, thank you. We have the option Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
Yeah, someone else.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for president, the U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you not vote? Okay, will you say almost certain or probably?
No, I will vote.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated? You can pick any number from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. You can pick any number from 0 to 10. Thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how may I feel about the candidates or issues in the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
I agree.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matters to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all.
Matter a lot.
Election for the Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter too much, does not matter at all.
Somewhat.
Protecting abortion rights matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all.
matter a lot.
Protecting LGBTQ rights matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all.
Matter at all.
Thank you. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, will you say the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris? Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it is convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
I will vote.
Thank you. Will you say nothing will stop me? Or I want to vote and probably will.
Nothing will stop me.
Thank you. Election for the Congress, House Representative or the Senate. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it is convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
I will vote.
Okay. Will you say I want to vote and probably will or nothing will stop me?
I want to.
Okay, thank you. Protecting abortion rights, nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it is convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
Probably will.
Thank you. Will you say, if it is convenient, I will vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Protecting LGBTQ rights, nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it is convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
No chance.
Okay. Thank you so much. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., someone else, or will you not vote? Or are you undecided or some other opinion? Option, sorry.
Undecided.
Thank you. But if you have to choose, for whom will you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, will vote for other political offices but not the president, will not vote at all on the upcoming election.
Not vote at all.
Thank you. Now, if the 2024 election for the Congress was held today, for whom will you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or will you not vote?
Will not vote.
Thank you. If you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated will you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated, will not vote?
Much more.
Sorry, can you repeat that? Much more motivated, did you say?
Yes, yes.
Thank you. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot? Some, not much, or nothing at all?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Here's the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Adds certain protections to the state Bill of Rights, adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Undecided.
Thank you. But if you had to choose, how would you vote? Yes, no, or will no vote?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'd vote.
Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment will give voting rights to immigrants? You can select everything that applies. Remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, prevent discrimination based on age, strengthen voting rights protections, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, prohibit housing discrimination, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, provide protections on the basis of gender, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution.
I don't know about that one.
Okay, it's based on your read of this amendment, the previous amendment. Do you think the amendment would give voting rights to immigrants, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, prevent discrimination based on age, strengthen voting rights protections, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, prohibit housing discrimination, put protection for abortion into the state constitution, provide protections on the basis of gender, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution?
Yeah.
Well, you can pick the ones that you think that apply.
Abortion?
Okay, thank you. Just that one?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Now, knowing that this amendment will put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
Vote yes.
Would you say probably or definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you so much. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that will protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat or much more or less motivated?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Will you say more or less?
More.
Thank you so much. Next, I am going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much do you agree on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth. From 0 to 10?
Yeah, 0 to 10. 10.
From 0 to 10? Thank you. We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants. From 0 to 10?
Yes, 0 to 10.
You can pick any number from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone. From 0 to 10, you can pick any number?
0 to 10.
Yes. You can pick any number that you want.
10.
Thank you. Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent. From 0 to 10, you can pick any number.
9.
We need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion. From 0 to 10, you can pick any number.
8.
It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups. From 0 to 10, you can pick any number.
9.
It is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination. From 0 to 10, you can pick any number.
10.
Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose. From 0 to 10, you can pick any number.
9.
It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care. From 0 to 10?
8.
Thank you so much. We're almost done. Thank you for your time. Here is a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we are seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts walk right backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment will add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Undecided.
Thank you. But if you had to choose today, how would you vote? Yes, no, or will not vote?
I vote.
Would you vote yes, or will you vote no?
Yes.
Thank you. Over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answer did not change, but once again, as you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably vote. The chances are 50-50. Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
50-50.
Thank you. Now, which of these following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right, and is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? Statement S says, this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution, and it will strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has a special protection based on national origin, which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Statement B says, these claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protections is in this amendment have nothing to do with our country asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in this state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. Would you say statement A, much more, statement A, somewhat more, statement B, somewhat more, or statement B, much more?
Much more.
Which one of the two, A or B?
A.
Thank you. Next, I am going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think this is extremely motivated reason to vote in favor of Prop 1. 5 means it makes you think this is somehow somewhat motivating, and 0 means you do not think this is motivating at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. First one says, since Roe versus Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state, so we don't leave it up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion in New York Constitution is a permanent layer of protection that needs to stop that from happening. From 0 to 10?
9.
Thank you. Extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which would impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status quo no matter what happens in November. From 0 to 10?
Yeah.
The government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elect leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers. From 0 to 10?
Yeah, 10.
And we have right now the New York Constitution has loopholes that leave many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not adequately protect the right to abortion, does not protect the rights of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the rights of those with disabilities. This amendment would close the loops, those loopholes and make sure that all New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against by the government. From 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, things change. It's okay if they did not. But once again, here is the next Prop 1 amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protections to the State Bill of Rights. Add anti-discrimination provisions to the state constitution. Covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Undecided.
But if you had to choose, would you vote yes, no, or will not vote?
Yes, I would vote.
Thank you. After reading all of this information, are you more or less likely to go vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, state, and local offices and ballot issues than you were at the start of the survey? And is that somewhat or much more or less likely?
Less likely.
Would you say somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated? You can pick any number.
10.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, or lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual or 4, something else?
Say it again.
Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual or 4, something else?
Straight.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widower.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you so much. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, a student?